again into this Monday, into this big week ahead, you know, and I got to be honest with you, the thing that I'm obviously most concerned about is the ongoing ridiculous violence across this country going unchecked by the mayors, and others, because they don't seem to want to weigh in on any of it. They don't seem to want to weigh in on any of it and bring it to a close as they should. They just can't seem to do that. Which is, it's well, to me, it's insane. It is. How do you allow this chaos and violence and all of this arson and business owners being brutalized? All in the name of George Floyd? I don't think so. It's like these folks are all looking for an excuse, like it's all part of the plan. Like it's, you know, let's just go ahead and get everybody bottled up and get it all bottled up and go from there. All right, so the Chinese Communist Party also taking its shots in America every day. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, West Point graduate, he's focused on the Chi-Coms and the communists and everything that they're trying to pull and its goals. And you should be aware of it as well. Bite number one, go.
So it's a different Chinese Communist Party today than it was 10 years ago. And I think the remarks that President Trump gave on Friday of this past week reflect that. This is a Chinese Communist Party that has come to view itself as intent upon the destruction of Western ideas, Western democracies, Western values. It puts Americans at risk. The list is long, whether it's stealing American intellectual property, destroying hundreds and millions of jobs here in the United States, or their efforts to put at risk sea lanes in the South China Sea, denying commercial traffic the opportunity to move through armed encampments in places that China has no right to be. The list of actions from the Chinese Communist Party is long, and for the first time, we have a president of the United States who's prepared to push back against that and protect the American people.
Time to push back and protect the American people. I mean, that's a nice step in the right direction. Hey, earlier on the program, and I've mentioned this before, because one of the things that you see out there now that makes it, and you see people walking down the street out of the great wide open, sunshine and fresh, wearing masks. They're not at the store. They're at a park. They're not in a big city. They're in a small town. Walking on masks on their faces. They're little kids with masks on. I'm like, can you folks read? Honestly, are you capable of? Do you understand that is a meaningless thing? It doesn't protect you from anything. And in fact, it could make you less healthy. Do you understand that? If not, let's hear from the smartest man in the world, Anthony Fauci. By far, you know, the smartest man in all the world is Anthony Fauci. Talking about masks, this is earlier this year. This is after the pandemic had begun. This is after everybody knew what we were facing. This is after the outbreak had started and people were asking, should we be wearing masks? It was on 60 Minutes. And Anthony Fauci, according to everybody on the left, is the smartest man that ever lived when it comes to public health, apparently. He can do no wrong. He is absolutely spot. He is the end all, according to some. Here it is, bite number nine. Go.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Yeah. Schmutz. Yeah, you're going to get dirt, debris. You're going to get bacteria and germs. You know, and when you drive down the highway and it says, wear a mask, control germs. Newsflash, COVID-19 is a virus. a virus. Kind of important to remember that, isn't it? It's not controlling germs. It's not controlling bacteria. It's about a virus. It's about a virus that when you put a mask on, it's almost meaningless. I know because the smartest man in public health says so. And he's not the only one. You can read the New England Journal of Medicine. They'll tell you the same. The Centers for Disease Control will tell you the same. Even the World Health Organization, if you're still a believer in that group of folks, will tell you the same. And what they're telling you is that the virion at 0.125 microns will not be controlled by a mask, not even an N95 mask, that is rated to 5 microns. So it's 40 times smaller is the virus that kills people, the COVID-19, 40 times smaller than an N95 mask is even rated for. If you don't want to do the math yourself, I'll do it for you. And the math is, stop virtue signaling. Stop acting this way. Stop pretending and playing make-believe with masks as if it will have some sort of significant impact on your health or anyone around you or the people you see having them or especially the people driving down the road in their own automobiles wearing a mask behind the wheel as if they're going to self-infect themselves. Okay. I do my best to educate you. You can either listen or not listen. Sometimes that's beyond my control. It is a Monday. You're in the No Panic Zone. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.